Finally, today, we remember a pioneer of the Baroque music revival. That's the period from the early 17th to the mid-18th century. Dutch harpsichordist Gustav Leonhardt was a scholar, conductor, and teacher. He died this week at his home in Amsterdam. He was 83. The world's Adeline Sear has this appreciation.
Gustav Leonhardt revolutionized the field of Baroque music. At a time when musicians and classical music lovers paid scant attention to the Baroque repertoire, Leonhardt made it his mission to bring it to life. He recorded hundreds of albums as a conductor and as a harpsichordist, particularly the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. This is Leonhardt playing a Bach English Suite on the harpsichord. Leonhardt was devoted to teaching, and many of his students became prominent performers and conductors of Baroque music themselves. Martin Perlman is music director of the Boston Baroque Orchestra. Perlman studied with Leonhardt in Amsterdam in the late 1960s.
He was an extraordinary teacher. What I did in studying with him was to bring in entirely different music every week, and learn as much music as I could and play it for him and just get his ideas and all this. These wonderful views of what was going on in the music.
Leonhardt also unearthed the music of little-known composers from that period and researched historical ways of playing it in an effort to make it sound more authentic. He popularized a lighter sound using small ensembles and period instruments. That was especially evident on the recordings he and Viennese conductor Nikolaus Harnoncourt made of Bach's sacred cantatas. There were about 200 of them. Martin Perlman says it was a groundbreaking project.
It's a project which took 20 years, made a tremendous commitment from the musicians and from the record company, influence in performing Bach cantatas in a way that people hadn't heard before, with a real transparency and lightness and rhythmic sense, was an enormous influence on the world of music.
Roman says Leonhardt's influence has had a lasting and global impact on Baroque and classical music.
When I started Boston Baroque in the 1973-74 season, it was really his influence that made me interested in starting a Baroque orchestra, and that ended up being the first Baroque orchestra in the United States. And, you know, it's a field that has grown tremendously since then. And so his influence is very much in this orchestra and in the field in the United States, as well as in Europe.
For the world, this is Adeline Sear.
We have video of the late Gustav Leonhardt playing the role of Johann Sebastian Bach in a 1968 movie. It's at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.